Sitting in bed.
Your brother will beat you.
I want to live up the Shia to two lines in the Mishnah Berurah. In Simchat and Beis.
The beauty of this thing, Rabbi, it's an article that, that I think you will find very fascinating.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. So in Simchat and Beis, Simchat and Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of it, maybe we'll read the beginning so we'll be able to have a retzeh. This is referring to the language of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Aleph that a person should lo yilbash chalukah miyushav, as we mentioned, essentially ikach chalukah v'yachnis bo rosho v'zo'osa v'yodenu shokhe v'nimtzok shiyokim shumachuse. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkan Beis, we already read this, first line, shiyokim v'yetzim mitachas kiso, means initially when he emerges from his covers, as it were, from the blankets, so he's already completely covered. Because their practice was to go to sleep without clothing. And therefore, Mimachuse, Kiipo Chaluka al Kogufo Miyatzmo. So now the shirt will, as it were, fall over his entire body and cover himself. So now I'm interested in the next line and a half of the Mishnah Berurah that discusses a very fascinating issue. And maybe what we'll do is we will list. Mishnah Berurah only has a number of such items. He doesn't really provide the entire list. But I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos, he provides a much lengthier list of items that are considered to be items that one should be careful about because one can forget one's learning. Koshim l'shikha. So the Mishnah Berurah begins. I'll just read what he said and then I'll read you the length of your list. Hameniach malbusha merashosa. The person who uses his clothing as a pillow. Mishakech limuda. That's going to cause him to forget his learning. V'efshar. Then the Mishnah Berurah starts saying pilpulim in this. Koshim l'shikha. V'efshar meniach dover ache amasik ben moshu l'gadur eng peda. Maybe he puts something else that interposes between his head and his clothing, so he's not directly resting on his clothing, then there's no peda regarding this issue of mishakeach libudo. That's item one. V'chein yizor milirbosh beiz malbushim yachad v'pam echad. You should not put on two items of clothing simultaneously. Ki kosher l'shikha. Notice that the Mishnah Berurah distinguishes between these two situations. The first, someone who uses his clothing as a pillow, mishakeach limudo, that will cause him to forget his learning. And the second, where he puts on two items of clothing simultaneously, that is called kosher l'shikha. That's item number two. Rabbi Nevinzel Shlita on the bottom points out that this inyan zeh ein lo ikar b'shas. There's no mokar for this in the entire shas, namely this idea of putting on two items of clothing simultaneously. V'lachem b'mokar matzorach efshel ha'akel. It talks about anshei bitachon, that the soldiers, chayalei tzal, and the like, who have to dress quickly, sometimes in an emergency, so they're not in violation of this. They don't have to be concerned. The kosher l'shikha is not relevant because there's no makar in shas. Others contain there is a makar, the makar of zugos, the Gemara in Abin Tzachin. That's also a question whether that is lahalacha, not lahalacha. I'm not discussing that right now. I don't want to get to the kosher l'shikha issue. A third case the Mishnah Berurah brings. Hakosei ksav shalgabi hakever. Hakoreh, someone who reads, people like to read matzevos. That seems to be a favorite pastime. I mean, when they are in the cemetery. So they tend to read matzevos. So if one reads the ksav agabi hakever, item number four, hamistakel b'fnei ha'meis. Wow, one looks at the face of a dead person. When I was in fifth grade, adayin ani zocher ezeh. My fifth grade teacher, who taught secular studies, passed away relatively suddenly. They took us to the wake. Lo yom kiyasupa. My father, Shalom, only found out about it after. So I went to the wake and we had to pass by the bier, B-I-E-R. We had to pass by the bier and we had to look inside. Adayet ani zocher ezeh. I'm not joking. And I had nightmares for a number of nights afterwards. And then I told my father what happened. My father was absolutely appalled. But the Menahel, who happened to be someone who's a Master Talmid Chacham, there were several Master Talmid Chacham who were Menahelim, had no idea that the secular staff had taken us to this wake. We all went. So that's a din that Hamistakel b'fnei Ames m'shakech libudo. And it's also a pialocha. It's undoubtedly chukos hagoyim, chukos ha'akim, it's a lav d'oraisa. Maybe other problematic areas, but the Mishabur is only here focused on one aspect of this, which is the aspect of m'shakech libudo. That's what he writes. And then he quotes at the end, v'ayinot b'pimu godim b'dvarim ha'machzir na'limud. There are ways to counteract, and there are antidotes, if you will. Now I want to read you the list that I saw in Piskei Tshuvos. Now the Piskei Tshuvos, interestingly enough, does not comment over here, but it's in Siman Kuf Ayin, of all places. He mentions the list of items that are relevant, and the reason why it's mentioned over there, if you take a look in, I don't know if you have that Mishnah Berurah, because it's in Chelek Beis. So Siman Kuf Ayin is Divrei Musar She'inag Odu Besuda. So there's a relevance, because here, one of the items is that is spoken about, the Netilas Yadayim, the first has to be Makbid on the Netilas Yadayim, and there are many other variegated halachas that are relevant, and therefore, in that context, he quotes the Piskei Tshuvos, which is those brown svarim that maybe you're familiar with. It's basically, what you have there is everything but the kitchen sink. So what he does there is the following. He has a list of all the items that are Goring, Lashikha, Lakoshi, Alimud. A lot of this is found in the Gemara at the end of Hurrius. That's really the source, that's the Makar. That particular item, though, an eventual Shlita pointed out, is not found in the Gemara in Hurrius, namely putting on two Malbushim simultaneously. But most of them are found actually in the end of Hurrius and also mentioned by many Svarim. And I recall correctly, my mother, Shalom, was Makbid on a number of them. I'll get to it in a few moments. I'll just give you a list so you get a sense of what we're talking about. First of all, someone who requires Netilas Yadayim and doesn't wash his hands. That's mentioned in Siman Daled, that you can't see. They have a verse called Mishnah Berurah in Suf Yud Ches. I mean, they claim, I saw this in the biography of the Chazon Ish many, many years ago. There's several biographies of the Chazon Ish. And one of the biographies of the Chazon Ish, they write that that he was apparently raised by a mother who was so makbid on Netilas Yadayim, the moment he was born, right away she started washing his hands. Way before any issue of Ruach Ra would be relevant, at least according to Mishnah Berurah. So he said, the Chazon Ish, that any Hatzlacha that he had, a part of his Hatzlacha, Liman HaTorah, was because his mother was so medakdek regarding the Tilas Yadayim. And that's what the Chazon Ish felt in general, that one wants to be mechanech children in the Torah, one has to be makbid from the time they're very young in the Tilas Yadayim, Shachris, when they leave Shul, and in general, when they touch Mekama Samachusim, Shavi Gufam, and that's a... I'll get to the moment, the main issue which I want to discuss, which is really a very fundamental question. Is this Mikra Adin? So obviously, maybe I shouldn't say obviously, Lafiyad Yusdaikdin, this is not Mikra Adin. But it's a skula. There are skulas, different types of skulas. I'm going to bring you a raya in a few moments to this yisod, but I'm listing the items that he mentions here. Ochalei behema v'of, harogel b'zeisim, someone, the Gemara says actually the other Hurrius, that someone who eats zeisim b'shakech limudah. So my mother, la shalom, was makpid not to eat zeisim. My mother. However, I told her that I don't think it's relevant to women, because technically they're part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So I don't think she has to worry about it. But anyway, she...
How could that be? That's one of the shows meaning that the Eretz Yisrael is
mishtabeach
b'hem. Yeah.
I'm just quoting a Gemara. This is the Gemara at the end of Hurrius. The Gemara said that the Shemen Zayis, the Shakech Limudo. But however, if you have it with Shemen, with the oil, so then it's Machzir HaLimud. So my mother used to be Makbid to have Zayisim with the Shemen, with the oil. Because she was worried about Kanavea her Talmud Torah quotient. She never studied in Yeshiva. She never went to a Yeshiva day in her life. Neither my mother nor my father. Whatever the case is, that's among the items that I mentioned. Even though, where did that come from? That if a person has Shemen Zayis, is Machzir the Limud, but if you eat them together, somehow that takes care of the problem. If you are eating Shemen together with the Zayis, I don't know exactly what the source for that is. I can read it further. That the Mishnah Berurah mentions here, as you can see. This is probably famous. I don't know about the Gemalim part, but the Shnei Noshim is probably more famous. Someone who walks between two women. But however, if there are two men, they're allowed to walk between two women. That's what I heard from my mother. Zechen Lebracha. That must be found somewhere, I assume, in some sefer. The issue is one man walking between two women, or if there's a, my mother said, if there's a Mercha Gadal Ramas. She had a lot of Kabbalists that she heard from her mother, from my grandmother, Zechen Lebracha, who came from Vilna. So that's where, I think I've mentioned here that...
Bessie.
That's right. My grandmother was in Portland, Maine.
Yeah, yeah.
She owned the cow because she was worried about Chol Yisrael in Portland, Maine. That's the only issue that was of concern over there in Portland, Maine. And so she had a cow named Bessie, and the cow spoke Yiddish. She spoke to the cow in Yiddish. My grandmother didn't speak a word of English. And Ziyatad Mitaki in Yiddish.
So anyway, we have
when I used to walk out as a 3-year-old kid, she would put salt in my pocket. My pockets were so laden down with salt. And also, they used to tie all these red bindles around my hand based on a tesefta in order that. Which was worried about warding off the Ein Hara. To me, it sounds like I'm in a czar. But anyway, whatever the case is, I didn't know at that point.
The thing with the Zizim sounds like lots of things we have in the Sefer Brachos, which I also have
a thing for. Okay.
But the question is, how much do we follow Gemaras like this about?
No, but the Lashon of the Gemara is Harogel B'Zizim. That's Lashon of the Gemara in Huryas. I have to look it up again, but Rogel B'Zizim is the issue. Anyway, I'm just listing the list that he has over here. Hamiriach Rech Nevela, Ha'ochel Pashel Nevekol Tzarko, Ha'ochel Nikli ha'asu libcho shakdeira, means a person, instead of eating the item, let's say they're using what is called in Yiddish a kachlefel. Kachlefel is a matzeket or kafdola shebocheshe takdeira, in order to stir the stirring pot. It's used actually in Yiddish today, a very common expression. Someone who's a very passionate and very energetic person who can sometimes be very controversial, it's called a kachlefel. Someone who actually stirs the pot. Anyway, so that also is mentioned. And he goes further. Hashosim amasavayim hoover besakvaros. I'm talking about neames. That's mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah. Hakorik sab. But we'll see in a moment. The only issue of eating a sab and a kever, if it's a sab shebolit, only if it's protruding. But if it's shokua, if it's sunk into the kever, which is essentially 99% of the sab that's written in the kever is usually shokua, then it's not a problem. Hamistakel b'vnei adam hakoes. You look at the face of an angry person. Hatofer beged shulabushbo. My mother, la shalom, she wanted to, when I was 3 years old, so my button came off my shirt. My mother sews the button. But I'm not allowed to sew the button when the shirt is on you. So what was I doing? Eating bread, or something was stuck in my mouth, and that averted this particular problem of somehow shikhab. As long as I was under the influence of eating bread.
It's only shikha, because I was raised also said it's just an ein hara b'chlal.
Yeah, because they so tachrichim or something like that.
Yeah, right.
That is exactly also mentioned. But anyway, if you take a kisim and talk pi b'shas tfira, that's considered to be as my mother, Hashem, as I heard from her, that wards off the problem. Or some people even have take the chut in their mouth. I don't know, all kinds of other ways. By the way, all this is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So, nor is it cited by the Rambam, that's for sure. I'm just reading the list in Pisket Chubas, in Simchat Kufayim. There's a long list over there. I'll read you a few more. Hayoshin b'minolim, if you sleep in your shoes. That's a Gemara, actually, in Yuma. The Gemara says it's Torah Tamisa, but only apparently Shinas Keva. Sometimes we fall asleep at the table, and we're still in our shoes, as it were. And that's not considered to be a problem. Halov is based malbushim ke'echad. Hamiganev yadav bevigdo, rachman litzlan. If I were to wipe my hands on my clothing, my mother would absolutely go into a frenzy. Another one of the issues that's mentioned over here as well. A lot of this is also mentioned. There's a sefer that I was given as a bar mitzvah bacher called the Kutim Aryach. It's a sefer which is a malikut of a lot of these kinds of minhagim. I don't know if you're familiar with the Svarim, you probably are, at least one sefer, I'm sure you are familiar with. I grew up in this sefer. Tamei minhagim and mekari adinim. My father, we used to learn at the tables, my father used to learn a lot of Svarim. We were sort of chained there to the table and compelled to learn Shlaim Mikra with him. So there's another sefer that my father was very fond of, Matamei HaMenhagim. A lot of very, very strange and funny things I found in that sefer. Including the another sefer my father used to learn, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we learned it from cover to cover. As kids, I'm talking about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. That's when I grew up. I never heard of the Mishnah Berurah, but I heard of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I was familiar with it, and the Hayyadim was another sefer in Halacha that I was also quite familiar with. Anyway, I'm just giving you a list of items that he mentions over here. So the basic question that has to be raised is the one that I alluded to a moment ago, and that is an obvious question, namely, is this Asa? Is there an absolute Isa Mikra Adin? Or this is simply what one would call a kind of Segula, or you want to call it an Eitzah Tova Kamashmalan. The Poshim Shat, Lefi Amius Daiti, it seems to me, again, it's hard to know from the Mishnah Berurah, from the language of the Mishnah Berurah. Sometimes people like to be medayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says it as a matter of Kilu, this is Halacha. Aminiach Malbusha Rashosa Meshakech Limudo. And then he says the other thing is the Kashu Lashicha, Hakorik Sa Meshakech Limudo. But there's a Raya Lichora, almost a Raya Mefureshes, from Sefer Hasidim, of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, that it's not at all an Isur, not even an Isur the Rabbanon, at best an Eitzah Tova Kamashmalan, and the Raya is not it's not a classified information, it's a famous Sefer Hasidim, another one of the Sfarim that my father Shlomo was very fond of. We went through the whole Sefer Hasidim as kids. We used to read it for, that's what, entertainment, that's what we used to do. So my, the Sefer Hasidim has the following comment, and this comment I found actually in another Sefer, a guy named Abchaim Kanievsky, who's written multiple Svarim. And among the Svarim he wrote is a Sefer called Sefer HaZikaron, where he discusses, he collects all these items. I don't have the Sefer, but I've seen it quoted now by other Svarim. And he quotes it in the Pesukei Teshuvos as well.
There's no shofar in it.
What?
No shofar.
No. So he quotes from this Sefer Hasidim, but I heard this from others as well. And it's clear there's no Isa. I'll read you the Lashon of the Sefer Hasidim. Echad Shal Nechacham. Someone asked the Chacham of Tamachon, Sefer Chassidim is Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, and he lived actually, what are his years? I imagine before the Balei HaTosis. So he lived already, he's an early Rishon, and someone asked him, Omar, Achborim Ochlu Milachmi. Apparently mice came and ate from my bread. Hayim ani uchal lechom an alechem. Can I eat now from the bread that remained, the Shirayim? So he said, why would you not do so? I might forget my learning. And I'm very careful about that, about not doing something that's going to cause me to forget my learning. And now I'm hungry. So could I eat that? There's no problem.
What was the question
he was going to
be like?
Can I eat the remains of bread that apparently part of it was eaten by an achbar?
No.
By a mouse.
So there's also issue of eating the end of the bread when you make that
slice. Correct, exactly. The end, exactly. That's another one of the. He doesn't mention that in the list that he has the
fiscal. And Shabbos, I cut toward the middle. And before I cut all the way, I cut the end. And,
yeah. This is my mother, Shabbos, also told me. Anyway, so he says, the Sefer Chassidim.
Can you give it to your wife or to your daughter? I'm thinking, hey. is it a gender? Is it like Shakyath and Mudo?
I don't think so. That the Chacham told this person, the only time you have a problem, I'm going to get to this famous din, if a person literally, b'kavana tchila, does something that would cause a person to forget his learning, we'll see what that is in a few moments, that's when you're chayav. And then he goes further, and he has the following very sharp, very sharp comment. V'ani roeh, says the Chacham to this person, I see she'in chayisik batela, you're involved in the study of Torah, v'holi chato imam he'aretz ha'shma advarim batelim, but you also decide, you go to all kinds of confabs, or who knows what, what is the proper terminology to describe this? You hang out with all types of people. I'm the Aretz. To hear it's Baron Batele. No? So I give you the following suggestion. Better you should not be careful from things that will cause you to forget. You hear that? In order you should begin the dvar b'teilum. What a sharp, brisk comment. So you see that there's obviously absolutely no Issa, no Issa the Issa, no Issa the Rabbanan. And he says very clearly, Yoli Chayav, if Mesire Milibo, if you go ahead and do literally do something that will cause you to forget your learning, which I'm going to get to right now, because I think that's also an important discussion. And so this Ache Yeshev Yisira Milibo, I would imagine that all of you, I'm sure, are familiar with the famous Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. It happens to be also Gemara and Menachos, but it's a Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. I just want to read the Lashon HaMishnah in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Rav Dostoyev, Rav Yana, Mishumameh Omer. Kol HaShokhech, Dover Echad Mimishnaso. The person who forgets his learning, and the language is very Meduya. Kol HaShokhech, Dover Echad Mimishnaso. You have to be very Medayik in this language. Male Olav HaKosu, Gil Mishchai Benafsho. The person who forgets his learning, it's as if you are responsible. Shenema, Raki Shoma Lecha, Paskin Dvorim, and Dvoras Chanan. Raki Shoma Lecha, Shmo Nafshe Chavao, Pentishka Chesad Dvorim, Asheru Awe Necha. And you'll forget that which you saw at Maimon Har Sinai. Yochel Afil Tokfala Mishnah. So let's say it's just too difficult for you to remember. A person has difficulties in remembering everything that he learned. Tamulomer, Ufen Yasum, Bavavcha, Koy Mecha Yecha, Ha'enu Mishchai Benafsho, Ache Yeshe, V'yisir Yomilibo. That's also the Lashon of the Sefer Hasidim, that if a person Yoshev Umesir Esatamu Torah Shalom Al Milibo, so then you have an issue. That's interesting that some have the girsa here in this Gemara, not Kol HaShokhech Dabrecha Mimishnaso, but Tamu Chacham SheShokhech Dabrecha Mimishnaso. Matter of fact, in the Sheet and Gubetz, as I saw in Menachos and Tzadik Tes, that's the girsa that he has. The girsa is Tamu Chacham SheShokhech Dabrecha Mimishnaso. I mean, the question is why Dafka a Tamu Chacham more than anybody else? I mean, offhand, this lab is relevant to all of Klal Yisrael. Namely, Petishka HaSadvarim HaShero Veinecha Ufein Yisur M'vokho Kolimei Chayecha Yom HaShem Amadol V'Hashem Elokecha Bechore. So this is a fundamental machlokes of Fiyan Yuzdaiti between Abchaim Baloshina and this matter and the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Shulchan Aruch of the Baal HaTanya. You're aware that Mishnah Berurah quotes the Graz Kimat every single Omid in the Mishnah Berurah. You have some citation from the Graz, from the Rav Shneur Zalman Liadi, the Baal HaTanya, and maybe he's known more for the Baal HaTanya than he is for the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz. It's at every single Omid in Mishnah Berurah. It's a fantastic, unbelievable sefer. So the Rav Chaim Baloshina claims that this halacha, or this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, is only going back to the days of the Rishonim who learned Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah was not yet written down. Torah Shebaal Peh was transmitted orally, verbally, from Talmud to Talmud. That's why the Gemara speaks about Megillah Storim, that had it Rebbe, Rabbi Rav Nosi and Rabbi Rav Ashi, had they put together their tomes, namely Mishnayos and the entire Shas? The answer is that there were Talmidim who used to take notes on the Shurim they heard in Torah Shebaal Peh. They wrote it down, even though you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, the Gemara says, Yigidin Baal Peh, and Torah Shebichsab, Bichsab. They wrote it down, and then Rebbe compiled a lot of these notes of the Talmidim, and that's what the Mishnayos, how he emerged. And similarly, Rabbi Rav Ashi, of a similar vein. So the Rav Chaim Baloshin writes very clearly in Keserosh. Keserosh, you are the Hanhogos of Rav Chaim Baloshin. It's similar to what the Meister Rav of the Vilna Gaon. So Rav Chaim Baloshin has Keserosh, and there he writes clearly this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is only going on the Rishonim who learned Baal Peh. And the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, I want to read you his Lashon in Hilchos Talmud Torah. By the way, it's Kedai, even if you don't learn anything else in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he has a Kuntres of Talmud Torah, a very, very famous Kuntres, which has many, many fascinating, not only halachas, but also he has a whole discussion how a person should learn a derech halimud and chazara and built-in chazaros. That's what he has. It's written 200 years ago, and it's amazing the methodology that he employs, the strategy that he employs, that he's trying to direct us to this strategy in order to be able to retain and maintain and our learning. So he writes over there, v'gam achshav shenichtav Torah Shebaal Peh. Today the Torah Shebaal Peh, everything's written down. You can take a look. Everything is written. He says it still doesn't help. The person who forgets is going to violate the law before he starts looking into svar. He's going to ask his Rebbe, what was it? What did you say? I don't remember. Wow, what a statement. Question: what does he mean? What are the parameters of what the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz is saying? So there's a very famous comment of Rav Chaim Briska. I heard from Rav Soloveitchik a number of times. It's also found in the Chiddush Agriz Al HaTorah. So they comment on that pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan, that pasuk Petishkach Esadvar Meshavu Inecho is going on Torah Shabbat Peh. Because the Gemara says in Brachis, the Gemara in Dafei, Darshan the pasuk. V'yedna lecha azlucha so eben v'atorah v'amitzvah shekrasavti lo'orosam. The Gemara says that Torah zumikra, mitzvah zumishnah. I think that's the lashon of the Gemara in Dafei. And the Rambam actually explains that when it says Torah zu Torah, the kavan is Torah shebichsav, hamitzvah zu pirusha, that's Torah shebal peh. And in fact, the Rambam, if you take a look in the, this is also found actually in the back of Masechet Brachos, there's a sefer, my father learned the sefer with us. Mavo HaTalmud, Rav Shmuel HaNogid. Shmuel HaNogid was a very fascinating aristocrat, and he was a prince in Spain. He was actually close to the car of the Malchus. He was very close to the king and queen of Spain. Anyway, there he points out that Mishnah refers to the transmission, the oral transmission of Torah Shabbat Peh until the days of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Anyway, so Rav Chaim Brisker says that if you forget something from that Kabbalah that was given to you, Harizim Mishai B'Nafsho, that's what the Mishnah means over here, that Yochal Takwala Mishnaso, Tamalomar, Acheyeshim Mesir B'Diba. Means once everything was written down, and once the Kabbalah is now Nifsak, Ishmi Piyish, so then there's no Isa whatsoever of Shochech Dorechon Mishnaso. This halacha is not applicable. Boker Tov, Kora Rofe Adagum.
Boker Tov, Rav.
So you have here, in effect, once everything was written down, Torah Shabbat Peh, and it was written down, because the Gemara says, Eitz Lasa Hashem, Efeiru Torah Secha, the Rambam writes in Lagdomba, the Mishnah Torah, he points out that every door, I mentioned this already, that every single door, there was a crisis, and there was a need to Rebbe write down Mishnayis, the Goyim to write down their Torah Shabbat Peh, the Rishonim, the Achronim. Each generation wrestled with this issue. That's how the Chassam Sofer, that's how the Chassam Soloveitchik interpreted the Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam feels compelled to apologize because the Rambam contended that this Issa writing down Torah Shabbat Peh, this Issa was Kaya Marayom Azeh. That's what they claim the Briskers don't write because they're worried about the Issa writing down Torah Shabbat Peh, Marayom Azeh. But the assumption here is that Pen Yasul Lokho Kodim Echayecha is no longer relevant. Because essentially, once the Torah Shabbat Peh was written down, once it was concretized, so this issue is not relevant. And we're not only talking about the 40 Doros, let's say from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rav Ashi, that the Rambam has in the Hakdama, the Arach HaZoka. He mentions, he lists actually all the 40 Doros, like the Miri writes in his Hakdama to Masechet Brachos. The Rambam also has in the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, and only there over the lab of Kentishka Chazadvar Mashero Inecha, that's not Mistaber, but rather till the Chasima Satalma, to the days that they learned Torah Shabbat Peh and they transmitted it orally. So then you have this issue that as long as the Torah Shabbat Peh was not yet written down, so then you have this issue. And essentially what we're saying is, when this Mishnah writes over here, Kala Shachech Dorecha Mishnaso, Ma'ala Lakosik L'Mishchai B'Navsho, obviously today is not operative. We're not concerned today because everything, all Torah Shabbat Peh is written down, and this issue, the Issur of Shikha, is no longer relevant. But if it is relevant, as I said, it's relevant as the Lashon of the Mishnah is written, Achei Yeshev V'Yesire Milibo. Now the question is, what does that mean exactly? Achei Yeshev V'Yesire Milibo. So it would seem that Pashtus, and as Mishnah Berurah himself refers to, that the person has to review that which he learns. So especially a person who does not review that which he learns. So that's when you have an issue. I actually saw last night quoted from a sefer called Sefer Hagan. Sefer Hagan was written by Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliezer, an early, really written many, many years ago. And he also says there, his lashonos are very, very strong. He speaks of an individual. I'll read the lashon. I think it's written in the 1300s, if I'm not mistaken. He says, "Hamamali treisa beribu yachilo shtia. Afilo also the shem mitzvah gon shabasu yavu tovim over gimel labin." It means a person does things that will cause him to forget his learning or not to engage in learning or not to be osek, b'limud Torah. So then that it will be called Asher Yeshev Yesira Milibo. It's a person who does not spend whatever time he has, whatever all of us have X amount of time to learn Torah. So assuming we devote that amount of time to learn Torah, then we're not over at this lav. There's no Isur of that a person is mishakeach, limudo, but rather there's no question that a person has to review. There's a Lashon HaRambam that I wanted just to cite for you. The Rambam quotes in Hilchos Tamei Torah, and the Rambam also mentions this Gemara, but he only mentions it in the following way. Perek Aleph of Tamot Torah, Halacha Yud. The Rambam says that Emosai Chayav Adam Lilma Torah and Yom Moso. You're mechui to learn Torah till the person, till his day of departure. Shenema Peyasum Mevav Chol Kli Mecha Yecha. Becholzman Shelo Yasek Belimud Hu Shocheach. Person is not involved in study of Torah. You're going to forget. So you see from the Rambam that this pasuk that I just quoted to you, that is not talking about the law of Shichas HaTorah. And perhaps what Chazal understood here, as I said, that what a person is required to do is to learn. And the person obviously learns when he can learn, once you try to maximize the amount of time that one learns Torah. Called man she'ena osik b'libud ha-Torah u'shokheach. So a person mechuyav to be osik b'libud ha-Torah in order to be able to remember. But in terms of the issues that we mentioned at the very beginning, it would seem the pashtus that all these items have no Isur whatsoever involved in them. We're not talking about someone who's violating an Isur, but clearly Chazal are giving us an Eitzah Tov L'Kamashalon in order to remember the learning that one does. So either these are Mitzat Sgula or Mitzat Eitzah Tova, but they're, as I said, not necessarily items that are going to be Ma'akev. I just want to mention, my father was also very fond of this Sefer, that's where I was introduced to it, the Pele Yates, Rav Elazar Papu, the beautiful Sefer, a Sefer that's Kedai. Did they translate it into English?
Yeah.
That's what someone told me. I don't have the English translation, but I heard it was translated. He has an unbelievable statement. And I think it's quoted by others, but I know it from that Sefer. And he writes over there, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moneh Dapim Elo Shos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moneh Itim Aleinu Moneh Dapim. He doesn't count Dapim that a person learns. Not all of us have the capacity, the ability to remember every single thing that we learn. But what's critical is the fact that we're devoted. That we're devoted to learning to the extent that we can. We try to reach our potential. And even if a person does not have a photographic memory, many of us don't have photographic memories. I don't have anywhere near a photographic memory. Usually 5 minutes later, I forget what I did 5 minutes earlier. But if I dote on something and focus on it and spend a lot of time at it and I'm eyeing into it, so I find that, generally speaking, I tend to remember it a bit more. When I was in Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim, so it was very difficult to remember every single Shaka Vitari, every single Habamina Maskona that he presented. His Shiurim were 4 or 5 hours, but he said over Yesedis. And those Yesedis, I chazed them very carefully. And I felt they were very significant, very important, and I try to remember those Yesedis in whatever Masechtis that I learned with him, and in other areas as well. And I think that's what a person has to try to do to the extent that one can. But again, I say all this by way of just simply addressing the issue that we have to try to be mechazek the zikaron. And the way to mechazek the zikaron, that's mentioned over here in Shulchan Aruch. And that's what I began with, and I'll end with that. And that's what I pointed out, and that's what's quoted here, actually, the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch mentions items that are, as Mishnah Berurah says here, that you could remember, help you to remember. And they are, number one, I'll read in Or Zeruah, also famous Or Zeruah. Adam shetorach batorah kol ma sheyochel litroach. That's the key. The key is a person is mashkia, a person invests time and energy, and that's what Hashem looks at. And that's quoted by Kimat everyone, including the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and I'm ending with that. He writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Torah Sheval Peh, Im Eino Meibin HaPerish Eino Nech Shol Limud. So I bet she said a few shurim on this. If you don't have havon of what you learn in the Torah Sheval Peh, you're not mekayim any mitzvah. There's no din and Kriya. Sometimes people read up Daf Yomi's without understanding anything. That is not a Kiyum HaMitzvah whatsoever. But simple pshat, one can acquire just the translation. That's all one needs. The Alpha became Yesh L'Adam Lasuk says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav B'chol HaTorah Gam Dvarim Shalicha L'Havin, and he writes L'Asi Lava Yiske L'Havin L'Asi Kol HaTorah Shalasuk Ba'Bayim Hazeh V'Lo Hisiga Mekaitse Daito. So the key is essentially that a person should daven to Hashem. They should have Siyata D'Shemaya. And there are, as I said, a number of segulos that are obviously going to help a person in terms of his ikarim. But the biggest segula to me is to learn. That the motze sheyachkim, the Gemara says, in nida yarbi b'yeshiva. You have to sit, as they say in the parlance, to kvetch the bank. You have to go sit and learn. The person needs to learn, that's a segula. And also a segula, obviously, is to learn b'simcha, to learn b'zimra. The Gemara says in Erevin, that kichayim hei lemotzeim, artikel lemotzeim, and lemotzeim bepet. The person verbalizes his learning, or learns bechabusa, martinis or chabusa mesusa. The person writes what he comes up with, or a person is able to summarize it in some form of fashion, whether he does it to a shir, or he does it b'ksav, or he does it to a chaver. These are the best gulas that a person should really try to nurture and cultivate in order to be able to remember his learning. As I said, many of us, if not most of us, don't have photographic memories, but we have to try our best to the extent that we can to remember that which we learn, to retain the basic elements of that which we learn, and we can do so, as I said, through the different methodologies that I mentioned here a moment ago.
Thank you very much.